Afternoon medicine.
Okay.
So I guess I'm trying to understand where he was taking us between the clients and the Thursday night and his, you have a gathering in the group or something?
I canned it.
Oh, perfect. I was trying to.
Okay, Ms. M, you have to break impasse.
You don't understand the connection between them?
Yeah, well,
what I said before that was maybe I get frustrated with the, every time a patient comes in, they have symptoms they want to deal with. Any way I address that, I'm going to be involved in that struggle. I'm tired of fighting that struggle, let's say. It's not totally true, but
yeah,
I mean, it's a black and white.
The point. Yeah.
And then I've got the rest of my life to do all this in. And he's saying, you think the rest of your life doesn't have symptoms and they're not all approaching you with exactly
the
same modus operandi as the clinic.
Okay.
And I'm saying, at least the Thursday night people know that that doesn't fly. Like, it still goes there. I mean, even here, are we all here trying to solve symptoms? Are we all trying to...
Sure.
Symptom correct our lives all
we
the time.
We all have
right?
a...
But it's like you and I have been talking about, isn't it nice to talk with like-minded people? At least we don't keep diving down into that same story of how I'm done to by the world. We think.
Yeah.
But I have a feeling Roger
other,
is going
right?
to show us how we are.
But, and that's
so.
Fine. I really, I'm open to that. That's okay too. I mean, if he wants to point out that I put a word if in there, that's fine.
I got lost there.
Yeah, but we see, like, now I can't advance with the conversation
yeah.
you guys had.
Yeah.
So I don't, what are we going to talk about?
So where were you when you said if? What was
I
it?
Didn't.
You didn't.
I didn't. Well, maybe the first time
yeah,
I said
the very first
if,
time. What were you saying?
He said, you don't think you have to do anything in the group or whatever. And I said, yeah, sure. Understanding. He'll say, he
right.
said there was an implied if there. Understanding
okay.
that the universe... doesn't
there are no
require me do anything. Understanding how the universe
yep.
works. Yeah, I understand. I don't have to do anything.
The
I was just playing that out
me.
That you don't understand how you don't
yeah.
feel like you have to do anything. I'm agreeing. Yes, you don't have to do anything.
Yeah. The universe doesn't obligate
and I wanted to see where
to
he was
anything.
Gonna go with that next,
okay.
but then he took it on a side conversation
right.
that I used the word if
okay.
and then I now we're gonna talk about if.
So while he's stuffing his face.
Now you take it out of a context that we were talking about.
What was that? You did not?
You take it out of the context in which we were talking about.
I didn't understand that I did that. Okay.
She has to do something relative to her clients.
Okay.
But she doesn't have to do something relative to the Thursday night group.
Mm.
That's
oh,
the
okay.
context we were talking about it.
Okay.
And
okay.
you took it away from that.
Okay. Sorry about that. Now I understand what we're talking about.
Okay, I didn't even get that.
Yeah, that clarified.
Okay.
Yeah.
But where you were going was the universe doesn't obligate you to do anything.
I thought that's what we were talking
yeah.
about. Yeah.
Which is true, but then it comes down to what do I want?
Right.
What do you obligate yourself to?
What do
to
I
do?
Obligate
right.
myself to do? Yeah.
So you can determine if you want to keep doing your same crap shit or...
I don't call it crap
well,
shit.
Well, you know, using this...
Yeah.
That's what he's thinking
well,
when you're not accessing
yeah,
your
no,
internal being,
yeah.
getting out of the struggle thing.
What are your
so.
Standards? What are you willing
well,
to
Well, and that's
with?
Like I think that I've come to a place where I'm okay with not engaging in the struggle of trying to talk them out of the please resolve my symptoms. No, I don't resolve their symptoms.
So you're
I don't sweat it. Like and then there are other places
yeah.
where I focus and but at the same time I do keep in the back of my mind this little filing cabinet of, you know, the description.
Okay, he may
stuff.
Agree with me, he may not.
Yeah.
My take on it is, you offer it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And if they don't want to accept it, you wish them well,
mm-hmm.
and as the Jacobing says, you pass them by.
Mm-hmm.
And so they miss out on this wonderful opportunity that you're giving them.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you still offer it to everyone that you come in contact with. It doesn't mean that they're going to take it up.
Otherwise,
because that's
yeah,
what you assuming well, that's what you want, right?
You're offering yourself.
So, but the question is, where am I at?
with, and not you're at doing the best Karen that Karen can do.
Yeah.
No, she's not.
No, she's putting herself in boundaries.
She's out trying to get a soft, easy environment in order to do Karen.
No, I
understand what you're saying.
In the ideal world,
acceptable.
Yeah, this is something I could do. But Andrew's point about the universe doesn't obligate me to do anything.
No, it doesn't.
I could do this a thousand different ways.
That has nothing to do with what we're talking about. We're talking about you and the Thursday group and you and your clients. And you and anybody else in your life. That's the only thing we're talking about. We're not talking about what the universe operates or does not operate.
Right.
That's immaterial. He brought it up just to avoid the whole damn issue.
And so what do you see the issue as? I wasn't here.
Does she have an issue with her clients to do something?
Does she have an issue with her clients to do something?
To any client, as soon as the client comes in. Or must you get an accepting environment first?
Well, we've already established that presently you have to get an accepting environment.
Mm-hmm.
We already know that. Can she do other? Yes. Offer it to others?
But the
yes.
question was, which I think Andrew was asking, is should I? Do I need to? Is there a reason? Like, is there a...
Because when you're not...
Right?
When you're not,
mm-hmm.
you're not doing Karen.
So, but doesn't that come down to questioning me about what I think?
Isn't that
Karen
a symptom
means?
Of your illness?
Yes. Do you follow me? That because, you know, everybody here could have a bit of advice of you could do it this way or you could do it that way, or you could do it that way, but doesn't it come down to how I want to express me?
Well, let's look at it this way. What are the symptoms going on in your body presently?
Mm-hmm.
Are you having achy joints?
Mm-hmm.
Are you having
yeah.
any problems with your neck? Is your TMJ
yeah.
bothering you?
No.
Okay, things like that. So you have
yeah,
to look.
I have neck issues. Yeah.
That's going to tell us
yeah.
if you've got a struggle going on.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say from watching you and then hearing you say, well, I can't move it this way because when I do,
mm-hmm.
I'm in pain. Then I would say, you've got some issues relative to this.
Mm-hmm. Relative to what we're talking about today, or...
Relative
like,
to Karen doing Karen.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the bigger...
That is, I think that, yeah, that's
yeah.
the thing that I wanted to make sure
that's,
is clear
that's
in
the
this.
Whole thing.
Yeah. yeah.
And no matter where you are you going to do Karen?
Mm-hmm.
Or do you hold Karen back relative to the
yeah.
situation?
Mm-hmm.
That's what we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
That's what this is all about. Does
yeah.
Karen do Karen everywhere she is?
Right.
Or is she a different Karen every place she goes?
Mm-hmm.
And if she's a different Karen every place she goes, she's got conflict going on.
Mm-hmm.
There's no way you don't.
Yeah.
And you're going to feel it in your body.
Yeah.
yeah. That's what we're talking about, in my opinion.
Yeah. Yes.
If you don't have any symptoms going on in your body, and if you don't have our pictures going on, then I'd say, well, maybe she's really got this, and she doesn't have a conflict with that.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't say that,
mm-hmm.
because I've already seen some of the things that you've said.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean that I don't have the same
mm-hmm.
stuff going on in me. I'm just saying, this is what we're talking about.
Right. Yep. Yep, I hear you. That's good.
And I think the whole discussion why Roger had to start with you and go through this was to reveal or expose or whatever you want to say that when we are living, not living the communion of the two, and we are doing this conflicting thing.
And somebody had to be the example.
Yeah.
Thank
but
you.
But any
you.
One of us.
Mm-hmm.
would have pretty much the same thing come out. Are
mm-hmm.
you doing you all the
mm-hmm.
time?
Yeah, okay.
Or are you dumbing yourself down
yeah.
and limiting yourself
right.
and in that having great conflict
okay.
between the two?
Right.
Which means
okay, yeah.
then we're not getting the book and we aren't wasting time.
I don't know that means we're not getting the book. It just
no,
means
but
that,
no, that's relative to a conversation. Yeah.
It means even if we get through these two paragraphs, you won't understand the rest of the 600 pages. We're only on page what?
60-something.
62.
There's 648. Did I help with the impasse?
Yeah, we got 550-some-odd pages to go.
So then we move on to the next paragraph and see if we
can... No, that keeps them into the damn paragraphs.
Okay,
I'm trying to get into real life.
Isn't that what I just addressed?
Yeah. Then we don't move on to new paragraphs. We move on to real life.
Okay. What do you want to move on to?
I got to go brush my teeth.
Yes, you have to go brush your teeth. That's real life.
Get all that light matter out of there.
Do you want to take a break for a while?
No.
Okay, so brush your teeth, have come a back. Private personal discussion, or do we want to break while he's breaking? Let's have a break.
I would say break.
Yeah, I think so. Okay, short break. Well, you must have thousands of those.